Chazar Zeichen Nishabach Cheskoshagim Rav Yehudim Tech Rosh Hashanah Daf Chavav. Zok the Mishnah, all shofars are valid to use for Rosh Hashanah except the horn of a cow, because its horn is called a keren, not a shofar. Rabbi Yosi says all shofars are referred to as a keren as well, as like the pasuk says, b'mshoich b'keren hayovel, and therefore the horn of a cow is valid as well. How did the Rabbanan respond to Rabbi Yosi? The Gemara says they say all other horns are referred to as keren and as shofar, whereas the horns of a cow are only referred to as keren, like the pasuk says, v'karnei re'im karnov. Rabbi Yosi said we find that a cow's horn referred to as a shofar as well in the pasuk that says mishar par, which can be dashed to read as shofar. The Rabbanan dashed that pasuk to mean that a shor that is as large as a par. Ula said the reason the Rabbanan don't allow the use of a cow's horn is like Rav Chisda said, because the reason the Kohen Gadol may not enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim wearing the golden clothing is because we don't want the prosecutor to become the defense attorney, because meaning the gold can't be used to bring a kapara for the sin of the eagle. For that same reason, therefore a cow's horn can't be used. For the Eknemar, we use the blood of a par and don't seem concerned for that. Mar says, since it's no longer in the par, we don't have a concern for that. For Eknemar, the Aron, Kapiris, and Kruvim are all made of gold, we don't have a concern for that. Mar says, we're only concerned when the Kohen Gadol, when trying to bring about a kapara, uses something that reminds the Eibishter of the Eagle, not for something which is always there and happens to be made of gold. For Eknemar, we use the gold ladle and the shovel, and we don't have a concern for that. Mar says, we're only concerned when the Kohen Gadol wears something of gold, not when he uses the golden keli. For Eknemar, the Kohen Gadol wears the golden clothing when he does the avodah outside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Mar says, only a problem when he wears this inside, in the actual place of the Shechina. In fact, the shofar is also only used outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so why is using a cow's horn a problem? The Gemara said, since it's used to try to make Hashem remember the Yidden for good, it's considered as if it's used inside. In fact, how could Ula say this is a reason when the Mishnah gives a different reason for the Rabbanan? The Gemara says, he says the Rabbanan actually give both reasons. Rabbi Yosi doesn't agree with either reason. Number one, because the shofar is only used outside, and number two, because all shofars are referred to as Karen as well. Abaya said the reason for the Rabbanan is that the pasuk says shofar in the singular. Since a cow's horn has numerous layers, it's as if it's more than one shofar and therefore can't be used. V'yakamar Hakar Abaya said is the reason for the Mishnah, for the Rabbanan, when the Mishnah gives a different reason for the Rabbanan. Mar says, he says the Rabbanan actually give both reasons. Rabbi Yosi doesn't agree with either reason. He says because the shofars of a cow are attached, they're considered to be one shofar, not multiple shofars. And number two, because all shofars are referred to as Karen as well. Zok de Gemara, the Mishnah refers to a ram as a yovel. We find the use of this term in a braisa where Rabbi Akiva said that in Arabia they refer to a ram by the term yuvla. Another place referred to a nida as galmuda, and yet another place referred to as ma'a coins as kasita. Rabbi once said that he heard commerce referred to as kira. Rish Lakish said he once heard a bride referred to as ninfi and a rooster referred to as sechvi. Levi once had someone complain that another had committed kava against him. Others explained to Levi that it means that he was robbed. The Rabbanim were unsure what the word serugin meant. They then heard Rabbi's maidservant using the term to refer to intervals as opposed to all at once. The Rabbanim were unsure what the word chaluglugais meant. They then heard Rabbi's maidservant use the term to refer to a spice. The Rabbanim were unsure what the word salsiloha meant. Then they heard the Rebbe's maidservant using the term to refer to curling of the hair. The Rabbanim were unsure what the word tetasiha meant. And then they heard the Rebbe's maidservant using the word to refer to a broom. The Rabbanim were unsure what the word yehovcha meant. Rabbi Arachana said he heard an Arab merchant use that word to refer to a burden. Zok the Mishnah, the shofar of Rosh Hashanah should be a straight horn like that of a wild goat. The shofar of the Beis HaMikdash had its mouth plated with gold, and two trumpets were blown along with it on the sides. The shofar would blow long blasts, and the trumpets would blow short blasts, since the mitzvah of the day is with the shofar. On fast days, bent shofars of a male are used, with their mouths plated with silver, and two trumpets are blown in the middle. The shofar would blow short blasts, and the trumpets would blow long blasts, because the mitzvah of that day, of its fast day, is with trumpets. The halachas of Yovel are like those for Rosh Hashanah with regard to the blowing and the brachas of the shofar. With regard to the brachas that are said on Musaf. Yehuda says on Rosh Hashanah the horn of a male is used, and on Yovel the horn of a wild goat is to be used. Zok the Gemara, Rabbi Levi said the mitzvah of shofar and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur of Yovel is with bent horns, and on fast days it's with straight horns. Our Mishnah says that straight horns are to be used on Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says he holds like Rabbi Yehuda and a braisa who says that the shofar of Rosh Hashanah should be bent and of Yovel should be straight. Why did he just say that Allah follows Rabbi Yehuda? Because he wanted to be clear that he doesn't agree with Rabbi Yehuda in regard to the shofar of Yovel. What's the basis of the machlekes in our Mishnah regarding what type of shofar is to be used? So Rabbi Yehuda says, on Rosh Hashanah, one should be bent, meaning he should be humble, and therefore a bent shofar should be used. On Yovel, one should stand up tall to denote freedom, and therefore a straight shofar should be used. The Tanakhama says, on Rosh Hashanah, and via Gzereshava on Yovel as well, a straight one should be used, because standing straight is the proper posture for davening. On fast days, one must humble himself, and therefore a bent shofar should be used.